I would like this evening to read from the first epistle of Peter and chapter 3 and verse 18. It's on page 1472 in the JND Bible. I will also put the verse on the screen. For Christ indeed has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. I want to speak to you this evening about God's great rescue mission. It is the gospel, and the gospel has one rescuer, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the Bible tells us that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We also learn from Romans, from Paul's Romans epistle, it says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone has sinned. We've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Now you may say to me, what is the glory of God? Well, quite simply, I would say the glory of God is seen in Jesus. It's seen in Jesus. Let's look at Jesus for a moment. He was a man who was holy. He was a man who was righteous. He's a man that the scripture says there was no deceit found in his mouth. He was holy and righteous. The Bible tells us in Matthew what God said about Jesus. The Bible tells us that after Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water. John the Baptist, he baptized him, came out of the water. A dove descended upon him. A light went around the Lord Jesus, and God himself said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I found my delight. Yes, God found full delight in Jesus, and he was holy, he was righteous. Just after that occasion, when Jesus was baptized, he went up into the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil. And the devil threw temptations at Jesus, left, right and centre, no doubt. Tried to deflect him, tried to take him off course. But no, he could not be deflected. He could not be taken off course. His eye was fixed firmly on going to the cross. And the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he went up into the wilderness as a man without sin. He came down from that mountain that he was on where Satan tempted him. And he came down without sin. He was still holy. He was still righteous when he went up. And he was still holy and he was still righteous when he came down. When he came back down, he was still the same, just, holy and righteous. What a saviour. What a man. He came to the world and he was qualified completely and utterly qualified to save the sinner, to save you, to save me. Yes, we've all sinned. We've all done things wrong. We've all done things we regret. We've all done things that we don't like in our past. And there's many things we'd like to, you know, keep quiet about. We've all sinned. It brings shame upon us. The good news in the gospel is that we're speaking about a saviour. A saviour who came into this world to take away our sin, to wash away our sin. A saviour who loves you and he wants you to be saved. You know, God wants you to be saved. God desires for all men to be saved. And this is why the gospel is being preached this evening. This is why we have this book in front of us. Because we have God's word in front of us, because God has put it together so that we may learn about him, that we may learn about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may learn about his ways and his wisdom and his what he wants and what he desires. And God has put this book together so that we may understand God's wonderful plan of salvation. And it involves his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it does. It does. From Genesis to Revelation, we read about the story of Jesus. It's his story. And we read about how the Lord Jesus, he did come into the world to save sinners. He did many wonderful things. He healed the sick. He made the dumb speak. He made the deaf hear. He calmed the raging seas. He fed 4,000. He fed 5,000. He raised the dead. He did many wonderful things. And you can read in the scriptures about the many things Jesus did. But you know, in the gospel, this wonderful rescue mission that I'm speaking to you about tonight, the most wonderful thing I want to speak to you about is what Jesus did at the cross. Because it's at the cross that Jesus can save you and can redeem you and can wash your sins away. Yes, the wonderful things Jesus did, the wonderful acts he did, he brought life, he healed the sick, he fed 5,000, he fed 4,000, as I've said. He was the marked out Son of God in power. And we are to take account of those things because they are a testimony to who Jesus was. He was holy, he was righteous, he was perfect, he did good, he was just. And there are many chapters that record his teaching, many parables that the Lord Jesus spoke about that we are to take account of. And we are to have our ears to God's word and to listen to what he is saying, because in the scriptures there is great wisdom there. Oh yes, there is. There's great, wonderful wisdom there. But we are to take account of these things, but it's at the cross of Jesus, as I've said, that we are saved. It's what he did at the cross. The Bible says that his eyes were fixed upon Jerusalem. His eyes were fixed upon Calvary's cross. He was journeying there, and day after day he was making his way to Calvary's cross. He humbled himself to go to the cross. And in the epistle of Corinthians, it tells us that at the cross he became sin for us. He took on himself our sins. There was no sins in Jesus. There was no sins found in him. He was holy and righteous. As we've explored previously in the scriptures we refer to, when he went up into the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil, we learn from there that he was holy. He was righteous. There was no sin found in him. There was no deceit found in his mouth. He was holy. Everything that he said, he was. He was perfect, righteous. It's the way, the truth, and the life. At the cross, he became sin for us. It says in this scripture here, the just came into the world. He came into the world to save the unjust. That's you and that's me, the just. There's only one just, and it's Jesus. There's only one saviour, and it's Jesus. He came into the world to save sinners. Oh, what a saviour. Oh, what a God we have, who sent his only son into the world to rescue us from perishing, to rescue us and to bring us into safety, bring us to God. That is a wonderful safe place, isn't it? To bring us to God. There's no safer place. No safer place. Being brought to God. That is the hope we have as Christians. We are brought to God when we accept Jesus as our Saviour and we trust in his work, accept him as Lord and Saviour. I want to speak about what happened at the cross. Yes, Jesus took on himself our sins. He shed his precious blood. He cried out, "It is finished," and he gave up his spirit and died. Yes, on the cross, Jesus died. And by that wonderful sacrifice, God is able to move out in blessing. God is able to move out and cleanse us from our sins and wash our sins away. It tells us in the scriptures that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sin. It tells us in the scriptures that the blood was shed for God, that by that sacrifice, God is able completely to wash away every sin And a sign can be put up, you know, it's often said a sign's put up saying no fishing. God wants to completely wash away our sins. Our sins is the barrier between us and a holy God, and God has removed that barrier completely so that we can come in to blessing and we can be brought to God. Yes, Jesus died on the cross. He shed his precious blood. He took our sins on himself and he went into the grave. And the grave that he was placed in, a stone was rolled in front of it. He died there on the cross, buried. 3 days later, what happened? Why are we speaking to you about a Saviour who died? Well, we're not. We're speaking to you about a Saviour that not only died, but who lives again. A Saviour who died and lives again. The Scriptures tell us this, doesn't it? That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. It tells us that he was buried according to the Scriptures and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. It's all in this wonderful book. It's all in the Word of God that Jesus came into the world to save us, to redeem us, to bring us to God. And the wonderful news of the Gospel is that Jesus, yes, he died, but he rose again. And it's a testimony, the fact that Jesus rose again. It's a testimony to the fact that God was fully satisfied in the work that Jesus did. Yes, how do I know that God is satisfied with it? Well, because Jesus is alive. Jesus was risen from among the dead. God raised him from among the dead. No doubt Jesus could have raised himself from among the dead. The scriptures tell us that he rose Lazarus from the dead. He did many wonderful things and he would have had the power to do that. But the Bible does tell us, and it goes to great lengths in detail to tell us that God raised him from among the dead. God raised him from among the dead. What are we to learn from that? Well, I think it is that God was fully satisfied in the work that Jesus completed at the cross. That God shows us that he was fully satisfied by raising Jesus from among the dead. Yes, Jesus had completed the work. He said it is finished. And he cried out and gave up his spirit. And then he was buried. God raised him 3 days later from among the dead to show to us, those who believe in him, those who are called to believe in him, that God is completely satisfied with the work Jesus has done. Have you cried out to Jesus in repentance and faith? The gospel is an invitation. It's an invitation from God to you. And God wants you to respond to it. And have you responded to it? That's the question I want to ask you this evening. Have you responded? Is God still waiting for your answer? God desires for you to answer him. God desires for you to be saved. Have you cried out to Jesus in repentance and faith? Those are the two things that God is waiting for from you. In order to accept this invitation, you have to cry out in repentance and then put your faith and trust in Jesus. Say you're sorry for your sins and then put your faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Yes, God wants to give you eternal life and wants to bring you into blessing. And the Bible tells us in this verse we read in the Epistle of Peter that Christ indeed once suffered for our sins. Once suffered for sins. The just for the unjust. That he might bring us to God. God wants us to be brought back to him. Sin has separated us from God. God desires for us to be brought to him. And to be brought back to him, so that we might have fellowship with him again, that we might have a relationship with him and learn more of his wonderful ways and learn more of his love and his grace and his mercy. God wants you to come into blessing, and you can come into blessing tonight because of the work Jesus has done. There's no great work we can do. You may say, well, I live a good life. I try and give to charity and I do good works for people. During the pandemic, I've done many good things to help out neighbours. You know, the Bible says, in the eyes of God, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. You can spend your whole life doing good, but it will not get you to heaven. The one way to heaven, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. You know, we cannot work our way to heaven. Doesn't matter how many plates you wash up or how many times you give money to charity, any many good deeds you do to try and get favour with God. And it's not by the works of righteousness we have done, but it's by the mercy and the grace of God. Well, that verse is in Titus, and it's a wonderful verse. It sums up the gospel in a nutshell, doesn't it? How we can do nothing, and Christ has done everything by his mercy, by his grace. Well, may you simply cry out to the Lord Jesus in repentance and faith, put your trust in him, call upon him, accept the invitation, come to Jesus, put your faith in him tonight, and trust in him as your Lord and Saviour.